There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The British Foreign Office issued a travel advice warning following a dengue outbreak in Sri Lanka. Being on our doorstep and a place that a lot of us have visited more than once and might be planning to visit this summer even, we thought it important to talk about it.
We did, and the Tourism Promotion Minister in Sri Lanka said on Tuesday that 2.5 million arrivals were expected, which is actually down from an earlier estimate of 3 million, generating a revenue still of $4 billion for Sri Lanka of tourism. But he did say that a case of sexual assault against Dutch tourists in April in Marissa. Been to Marissa?
No, I've not been there.
I've been to Marissa a few times. He said that it harmed the country's image abroad, though he couldn't quantify the impact of the incident in terms of visitor numbers. But in March, the government declared a week-long state of emergency in the central district of Kandy, another popular place for tourists, after rioting in which mosques and Muslim homes and businesses were destroyed. Travel warnings for dengue are still in effect for Sri Lanka after an outbreak of the mosquito-borne virus killed more than 300 people there last year.
Now, we've got Shane Dallas joining us on the line, the travel camel, who's of course travels extensively around the world, and looking at that travel advice warning of the dengue outbreak in the country, I asked Shane about his thoughts on it.
This is interesting because Sri Lanka last year had a record number of dengue cases reported, so therefore this issue has been building up for a while. Dengue is a difficult, it's a mosquito-borne disease, just to clarify. It has many symptoms, and it has there's no vaccine for it, and there's no preventative medicine, unlike malaria, where you can take preventative. This does not occur with dengue, so you just really need to ride it out once you have it. But, of course, it can be fatal. There are fatalities. Sri Lanka report that the highest number of dengue cases is in the middle of the year, so we're coming up to it now, say July. And that I think it was the West Coast, from my research, had a few more cases, which is Colombo and the like, had a few more cases than the rest of the country in the Highlands. It shows you the difficulties. When there are disease outbreaks in parts of the world, it's very difficult to consider how much of it's going to impact you, because some are isolated in certain areas of the country. Some are not, some are endemic and they're just everywhere and you can't really avoid it. It's a matter of taking precautions. And so in mosquito-borne areas, so I'm in Kenya and this is a malaria area, without a doubt, but it's just taking precautions, sleeping beneath mosquitoes' nets, making sure you've got ways to get rid of mosquitoes, so you put things on at night that kind of kills them, of course, and you wear long clothing, long sleeves, pants and shirts as well. And just being aware, putting on a protectant, these are ways you can protect yourself. So it doesn't mean you should avoid the country. And it's similar what we were talking about. You know, I'm not saying that people do not go to see the gorillas now in Uganda or Rwanda. I'm not saying that to people. I'm just saying you need to be aware and you need to do research to see what is actually happening there. So with the virtual unseen, the unseen menace, which is a disease, or in this case, mosquitoes, which are very small, they can come, bite you and be gone, and you haven't even noticed. So therefore, the danger is a lot more prevalent. So you've just got to take precautions, wearing the proper clothing, making sure you've got the repellent on, making sure you're under a mosquito net, making sure before you go to sleep at night, there are no mosquitoes in it. They can sneak in these little things. I can tell you, I have much experience with this. Either spraying that area or getting it sprayed. Just be careful. You don't have to be paranoid. You just have to be a bit more wary that these mosquitoes, that some of them can carry this dengue. And if you get it, well, it's going to be a bit of a road to recovery.
I don't know about you, but I hate getting bit by mosquitoes and always do. And I take every single precaution that I can.
Yeah, I've been bit lots of times. And of course, I visit the Philippines pretty often. And I'll never forget the first time I went there and I was bitten with a mosquito and I was scratching it all the time, which is the wrong thing to do. Don't scratch
it.
You
can't help it.
Well, rub it maybe, but scratching it is a bad thing to do. And it got infected and it came up like a tennis ball on my ankle and I wound up in hospital with it. So, you know, it's something that you've really got to be aware of and take care of.
Oh, definitely. But I mean, I do the spray, and I feel like mosquitoes just like some people, the taste of some people more than others. Because I always, Simon can be there with no repellent on, wearing shorts, and they'll bite me. They'll go up my trouser leg when I've got repellent on and bite me on the knee.
They like redheads, that's what it is.
I think that's what it is.
So I went on to ask Shane, you know, okay, these warnings have been issued, but does it maybe panic people unnecessarily?
People like me?
I think it depends on the disease you're talking about. So therefore, if it's an illness such as dengue or, say, mosquito one, so dengue and malaria, people don't get as scared, for example, as Ebola. Now, Ebola seems to strike fear into people. Cholera is another one that tends to give people the shivers. And when those outbreaks occur, as what happened with the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. I mean, this is what I was saying before the break, that people characterize all of Africa as one country and not a continent. So when Ebola was occurring in West Africa, there were cancellations all over Africa. And I know I spoke to tour operators in Southern Africa at that same time. This was in Zambia. And they said that people were canceling because of Ebola. Now, hang on. Zambia is further away from the Ebola countries in West Africa than the UK. Yet people are still going to the UK. It depends on which illness is being there. And Ebola was a really big scare factor. People don't seem to be as frightened as of dengue or malaria for some reason, even though the chances of getting it are far higher than you would ever get from Ebola. So it does. It depends on the nature of the disease and the illness.
Really interesting.
Yeah. So finally, we've spoken about two stories today. One of them, the kidnappings in the Congo, and the travel advice regarding dengue in Sri Lanka. Shane, would you change your travel plans because of these stories?
The first question, does it change my travel plans? Rarely. Would I go? So if you ask me now, would I go? The same question you said to Sri Lanka. Would you still go to Sri Lanka? I'd say, yes, of course. Would I go to DR Congo now? My answer would be no. And the answer would be no, not because of this one incident with the Britons, is the fact that there has been increasing violence. As I said, 6 weeks ago, six guards were killed. So because it is more, it's not just a one-off incident, there's a trend, there's a pattern going on in this quite small area. And therefore, my answer would be no. I'm not put off. I tend to go anywhere unless there's an area of active conflict. So if there's an active conflict or war zone, then I tend to look away and not go. But you have to do your research. And as I said, don't just rely on government advisories. They give a very general picture. But you need to do a bit more research for people living there and read news reports of local papers in the area and where this story came from as well. It was actually reported by a Sri Lankan news outlet initially. But just you have to do your research. Don't get paranoid. The world is not as dangerous as it seems. It really is not. But you've just got to take precautions. Just use common sense everywhere. If you know there are mosquitoes in an area that have malaria or dengue, don't go out at dusk having a barbecue wearing short sleeve shirts and short pants. That is just insane. With no protection, mosquito repellent. That's just crazy. That's not common sense. So you just have to take a few extra precautions. That's all you've got to do. Same with countries where you can eat something and, of course, you can get the tummy troubles. You can get that, but doesn't mean you don't travel. You just have to bring the right medication. You just have to make sure you wash your hands with sanitizer before every meal. There are just little things you can do. You don't have to avoid the country. You just have to take a few more steps to ensure that the experience is an enjoyable one.
All very good advice from Shane, travel camel there, on travelling to Sri Lanka and also the Congo. Two sad stories have come out of there. Also, just wanted to mention, whilst we're on the topic of Sri Lanka, terribly sad news we heard yesterday. Two British amateur rugby players have died there after complaining of breathing difficulties whilst on a tour of Sri Lanka.
Yeah, the cause of deaths are not yet clear, but a very, very sad story.
It was Thomas Howard, who's 25, and Thomas Baddy, who's 26, from the UK. They were admitted at hospital on Sunday after visiting a nightclub in Colombo. Very, very sad. And a couple of things to remember, just quickly, when travelling to Sri Lanka. Emergency medical treatment isn't easily available outside the main cities. Medical facilities are not always of a standard expected here in Dubai, particularly outside of Colombo. Treatment in private hospitals can be expensive, and the options for repatriation to Dubai or neighbouring countries in an emergency are limited and very expensive. So make sure you have adequate travel health insurance and also accessible funds to cover the cost of any medical treatment abroad or repatriation.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.